All right, welcome back to CPAC Orlando 2022. And I told you, I promised you we would have the newsmakers, didn't I? We've had a great lineup. I don't have to go through it. You guys see it. It's all being archived, by the way, over at LindellTV.com, FrankSpeech.com. And now we have our friend Carrie Lake. I think this is my fourth or fifth interview with Carrie Lake. We had her with us at the news desk in July at Dallas CPAC. Now we've got her here at the news desk in Orlando CPAC. Carrie, welcome back.
It's so good to be here.
How is your race going?
It's going great.
You're ahead in the polls, aren't you?
We are way ahead in the polls, and we're doing fantastic. Somebody did a poll about a week ago, and the great thing is it was a head-to-head poll with the Democrats. So how would the Republicans running stack up against these Democrat socialists who the Democrats are putting on the ticket? And I was the only Republican candidate who can beat her, according to this poll.
Wow.
And so it's really important that we get out and we vote and we make sure that we get a Trump Republican in office. Arizona is Trump.
And you're endorsed by President Trump.
I'm endorsed by President Trump. I'm so honored to have him.
You did a great job with your speech, by the way, when the rally was, a month or so ago, 2 months ago in Arizona?
Yes.
We had a satellite truck there. I don't know if you know that, but Lindell TV had a satellite truck there.
And you covered it.
We covered, oh yeah, I was anchoring it from the news desk and then going out to the satellite truck. You did a great job.
It was really a special night.
It was a windy night.
It was very windy and very cold, and Arizonans don't like that.
Right.
But they sat through that, and you know how hard it was to get there. I don't think people realize the commitment that the voter has to America First and to President Trump. It was an hour and a half drive from pretty much anywhere to get to Florence. People stood sat in bumper-to-bumper traffic for about 20 miles.
Wow.
They parked sometimes a half a mile away, walked. It was cold. It was windy, blustery, and waited in line, and they sat there, and they waited
and they were
for
still
President
happy.
Trump. And they were happy.
Yeah, happy warriors. We keep using that phrase, happy warriors.
It shows how deep the commitment is to America First, because the American people know we're in a mess right now. And they know that President Trump knew the way out of it. It was America First principles and policies. And so I love that man. I think he's fantastic. And I'm so excited that he's getting back involved. He's starting to throw rallies, and I think he will run again. I think we will see him back in the White House someday.
And don't you have something coming up with him?
We do. We're having a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago.
Really?
And it was funny, when we decided to do this fundraiser.
Have you been to Mar-a-Lago before?
Yes, we had a fundraiser there in November. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been.
We were there in November as well. Mike Lindell and I and Logan, we were there producing the interview between Mike Lindell and President Trump. And I'd never been there before. It's a beautiful building.
It's absolutely.
It's a historic building.
And you only can get there through invite.
Right.
So this is your opportunity, and you can go to my webpage.
So anyone can attend?
Anybody can attend, carrielake.com. But the funny thing
is, Carrie is K-A-R-I.
carrielake.com. The funny thing is, when we pitched it to the president's team, we said we want to do it April 5th. So 4-5, as in 45.
Right.
And they came back and said, no, let's do it 4-7. As in 47, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Which is what he said on a video when he was out golfing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Someone said, they're now President 45, 45th. And he said, and 47, right?
He said, 45th President of the United States. He said, and 47.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's easy to remember. Just remember 47th President. We hope it's President Trump. And mark your calendar. Go to my website. You can get more information.
So, April
7th. At Mar-a-Lago.
And anyone can register and attend.
Anybody can attend, yes.
Wow.
We're doing a fundraiser there. So, and you know, the hardest part about being, the worst part about being a politician and running for our office is you have to ask for money.
Yeah.
Ask money.
We've had a lot of candidates say that. That's the part they don't like.
So this is a great opportunity where you can show up, you can experience the beauty of Mar-a-Lago and be donating to an America First candidate. And we've got to get more Trump Republicans in office. We've got to get rid of the rhinos. I'm running against a bunch of rhinos who are saying one thing right now, but their record shows they're going to do the exact opposite.
So tell me what you're going to do when you're governor.
I'm going to do, well, first and foremost, I've been the most outspoken person in Arizona, I believe, on our corrupt election. And we're seeing right now what happens when we have corrupt elections. They have consequences. We're seeing it with the record high inflation. People can't even afford gas and groceries anymore. If you get 26 paychecks a year, three of them have been zapped away by Joe Biden's inflation.
Wow.
We've got to turn that around. Our border, and I'm talking about our border in America, is completely open, wide open. Fentanyl is pouring across, and we've got the narco-terrorists in control. I'm the only candidate or governor who's got a plan my bold plan, I presented it to President Trump. I showed it to him. I showed it to the Border Patrol Council. They said it's the toughest, best plan they've seen.
What's it involve?
It involves, first of all, finishing President Trump's wall. We have about 18 to 20 miles left.
Well, can you use, like, executive powers as a governor to do this?
Well, here's how we're going to do it. My first day in office, I'm going to issue a declaration of invasion. We're going to get the ball rolling.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have the legislature work to redefine what abandoned federal property is. Right now, we have tens of millions of dollars of materials right there on the border that we the people paid for to finish that wall. Sitting there because Joe Biden canceled the contracts. So we're going to redefine abandoned federal property, take that back, and finish the wall. And if Joe Biden wants to send his goons from the feds down to arrest me, go for it. I challenge them. We're also going to empower, I mean, I would be the commander-in-chief of the Arizona
National
Guard. And we're going to empower them to arrest people coming across and send them back.
Wow.
Right now, it's just open, and people walk into the arms of the Border Patrol, who Joe Biden has taken all their powers away, and it's like, welcome to America. He's rolled out the red carpet and the welcome mat. We're going to roll it back up and start protecting our border. We're not going to let people come in. We're not going to let the cartel control the border anymore. The Constitution gives us a remedy for what's happening. In the Guarantee Clause, Section 4, Article 4, the federal government is supposed to protect us from invasion. They're not doing that. But there's a remedy in the Constitution under Article 1, Section 10, where we can protect ourselves from the invasion we're seeing. And it's really quite appalling that Joe Biden seems to be more concerned about what's happening in Ukraine, half a world away, than what's happening at our border. They are trafficking children. I mean,
we just got reports of thousands of unaccompanied minors just within the last 48 hours. And we've read the report here. Thousands of unaccompanied minors.
And they've lost track of them.
Absolutely.
At one point, I remember a statistic, and this was months ago, it was 15,000 unaccompanied minors. It's way more than that now. But Joe Biden's and his, you know, administration had lost track of almost all of them. I think two-thirds of them they couldn't find them. Where are these children? If you have a child, think about your child and think about what these cartel members are doing to them and the dark world that they're going to be entering if we lose track of them.
We read last night on our news report, I think it's on my news report tonight, a five-year-old little girl, was it Del Rio Grande? A little five-year-old girl was found by our Border Patrol walking by herself coming across the Rio Grande.
It's just horrible.
I mean, can you imagine a five-year-old little girl and how vulnerable that is?
And how she got there and where are her parents? Where's
exactly.
her family? It's just, it's horrible. And we don't want to be known in Arizona as the state where all this is running through. We're sick of it. We're done with it. And we're going to stop it. You know, we've got these drug tunnels that are coming through as well. They're trafficking fentanyl.
Tell us more about the drug tunnels, please.
Well, they're trafficking fentanyl from the CCP in China. It's going in through Mexico. They're working together. This is all part of
systematic plan to collapse America.
Collapse America. Weaken America. Poison America. You know, everyone, I think, in Arizona knows somebody who's fell victim to fentanyl poisoning,
right.
whether it was an overdose or death.
Right.
And we don't want this stuff on our streets. They're sending it in here to weaken America and, I think, destroy it. I look at it as a drug of mass destruction, and we need to treat it as a weapon of mass destruction. This is unbelievable that our governor would sit there, that any governor would sit there and allow this to happen.
And you're talking about drug tunnels from Mexico into Arizona.
Underneath, they're also flying drones over, and they deliver drugs that way. And what we're going to start doing under my plan, is called Defend Arizona. We will blow up any drug tunnel we find. We can find these tunnels. It's pretty easy to do. They find them in Israel all the time.
Absolutely.
These Hamas tunnels.
Yes.
And what do? They blow them up. If they can blow them up in Israel, we're going to start blowing them up in Arizona.
They could also not only be being drugs, sex trafficking, but then weapons.
Weapons, yes.
Right?
I've been hearing some reports of that. I don't have a lot of information on it, but I was talking to a sheriff last week, and he said they were using drones to drop off explosives. And so that's very concerning.
Yeah, because you're going to ask yourself, well, what are they going to use those for, right?
Exactly.
Now, all of a sudden, our synagogues, our churches, our schools,
and
our public events, you have to start thinking about those things, right?
And we'll have one person to blame for this, and it's Joe Biden, because he's allowing these people to come in unvetted. And they're not just coming in from Mexico. As a matter of fact, one of the Border Patrol agents I spoke to recently said, we're actually shocked now when we see somebody come across from Mexico. They're coming across from all over the world.
Yes.
All over the world. from the Middle East, from Eastern Europe. I mean, you name it.
We got a report from Todd Bensman, who's with a security national border security organization. He's written a book that we've promoted quite a bit because it's a good book. And Todd has come on several times, and he's been telling us of the documented proof, not hearsay, documented proof, okay? Even our government knows it, and even some people in the FBI are talking about it. Coming from Venezuela, Hezbollah members, Iranian Hezbollah members, in relationship with Venezuela, coming through Central America, South America, up through Mexico, and getting into the U.S.,
yep.
Okay? Hezbollah. And now we know why the head of Iran is saying to America, you know, you either put President Trump on trial for killing the General Soleimani, you know, in over there, or we're going to attack you from within. And you're, and Americans go, wait a minute, how are they going to attack us from within? Well, we already know from federal trials Hezbollah's here,
yeah.
And we already know now, just from recently, that we've got people coming into the U.S. who are coming from Venezuela through the process into America that are Hezbollah. Their terror cells are here, and they're continuing to come. Those are the ones we know about.
Yeah.
How about the ones we don't know about?
Well, and if you and I know this, and the people you interview, then Joe Biden knows it.
Sure.
And we are open for attack. And President Trump alludes to this in his speeches that he's been giving. We haven't seen anything yet. We're going to start seeing attacks inside of our own country. And shame on any governor who doesn't have a backbone to stand up right now, use the Constitution to shut this down. We can't rely on the federal government right now. It's a dereliction of duty. But we have a way to secure our borders, and we need to push back against the federal government. If they want to sue us, fine. We'll find out right away if our U.S. Constitution holds, but we've got to stop this madness. It's drugs, it's children being trafficked, and very dangerous people are coming into this country, and we're going to be seeing it play out, I fear, in the months ahead.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to be known in Arizona as the place where these people are coming through. I love this state, and we're not going to let it go. We're not going to let it turn into a narco cartel-controlled state of lawlessness, not when I'm governor.
So you're talking in your plan, and I don't know why more southern border states have not done this. You're talking about actively putting the National Guard, which you'll be the commander-in-chief yeah. of, on the border. Why have other governors in the southern states not
well,
done this?
Well, our current governor says he put them down there, but they have no power down there. We need to empower them to do the right thing. We are being invaded right now. And part of my plan calls for setting up an interstate compact with other states. We're all border states now because of Joe Biden. We're all border states because what's happening in Arizona is coming through and going to other states.
Yes.
We get other states' governors who are concerned about what's happening, so we don't have to bear the brunt of it all. And they can send some of their troops down, their state troops down as well. And basically, they can help us.
So other governors are volunteering to say, hey,
yes.
Governor Lake, we'll send some of our National Guard down there because these people end up in ours. These
yep.
dangerous people end up in our states. They don't just stay in Arizona. They pass on through and they end right. up in Oklahoma or they end up in Missouri or wherever.
South Dakota, you name it. Mm-hmm. Iowa, you name it. And so we'll need help from other governors, and we hope to get that. And we're just going to have to band together and protect our own country. You know, the states created the federal government.
That's exactly right.
Not the other way around.
That's exactly right.
And we have states' rights. And we're not going to sit there like sitting ducks while we have terrorists coming across, dangerous people, children being smuggled in. It's immoral what's happening.
That was one of my next questions is what you're really doing is trying to carry out the purpose and function of government, security and protection, but you're also reasserting the 10th Amendment, that the powers the federal government has are limited and expressed, and yeah. the unlisted powers belong to the states. And respective people thereof.
Right.
So in what you're doing, you're not only standing up for what is the function and purpose of government, security and protection, you're also saying, hey, wait a minute, we have state rights, we have the 10th Amendment, this is our...
Every state
is a constitutional republic.
Yeah,
you have a sovereign constitutional republic of Arizona.
And we don't have to sit here and let our border go unprotected and have this, I'll try to use clean language here.
Right.
We don't have to have this mess happening
exactly.
in our state. And it's more than a mess. There's no words to describe what's really happening. And we need governors to stand up. They have the power. They're the only thing standing between the people and this insanity of Joe Biden's regime, really. But this is what happens when we have corrupt elections and when we have rigged elections. As I said in my first commercial, rigged elections have consequences.
Mm.
And when we have the wrong person in the White House, we have a collapsing United States of America.
Now, you've been
President Trump would have never allowed this to happen.
No, absolutely not. And you've been endorsed by Mr. Lindell as well, right?
Right on your show.
Yep.
I'm so honored. I have the endorsement of President Trump, which is such an honor. because I think he's one of the truly great Americans of our time, and he will go down in history as one of the greats. It's his policies I love so much, his America First policies. They are the only way out of the mess that we're in right now. I have Mike Lindell's endorsement. I don't think there's another man who's given up more, maybe besides President Trump, to get to the
bottom. And attacked so much.
And attacked. His business attacked. He's been canceled a million times. But he cares so much. He's such a great American. He wants to know what happened in our elections. He's worked hard to find out. Unfortunately, the corrupt media will never air it. That's why when I did my first television ad last week, I aired it only on the fake news. I bought up spots on the fake news, and I started with, if you're seeing this ad, it means you're watching a fake news program.
And they aired it?
And they aired. They had to. FCC rules.
Oh, really?
You'll have to find
equal
it.
Equal access. Is that because if one candidate airing, they have to give you access to the other candidate?
Yes, they can't, and they can't edit your message.
Oh, wow.
So I started the commercial looking straight at the camera, as I did back in my days when I worked as a journalist. And I said, I'm the Trump-endorsed candidate for governor in Arizona. And if you're watching this ad, it's because you're in the middle of watching a fake news program. And I told them that rigged elections have consequences. You know, they're not getting that. They're not talking about the rigged election in Arizona. It was a debacle what happened. The voters of Arizona were defrauded.
And you know how many hours we've spent on this show?
Yeah.
So many hours. Interviewing State Senator Kelly Townsend, interviewing State Senator Sonny Borelli, interviewing,
we have some great patriots.
Rogers. I mean, we're just interviewing a lot of people.
Well, and I have the megaphone right now, and I can I can take the message and the truth bombs right to the fake news. And they can't stop me. They can't deny me to run my ads. So if you want to make a donation so we can run more of those truth bomb ads.
Yeah, I see
ads,
the website is at carrielake.com.
Go to carrielake.com. And you know what? Write me a message. What kind of a truth bomb you think I need to drop on the fake news next?
Excellent.
Maybe we need to talk about some of the COVID lies we've been told. Maybe we need to talk about some of the lies that have...
So you won't force the vaccine mandate onto your National Guard?
Absolutely not. It's really...
And that's what the governor of Oklahoma's... tried to remind Joe Biden, I'm the commander-in-chief of the Oklahoma National Guard,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. It's just reminding people, you know, they're not teaching the Constitution
right.
Very well. It's and our own governors don't even realize what power they have. But they use their power, I think, to abuse the people during COVID. Some of the restrictions they placed on our children are unforgivable. As a mother, these mask mandates, and to think that some of our little ones are still being forced to wear masks, it is so appalling. Absolutely appalling. We need to, if your kids are still being forced to wear masks, take them off, send your kids to school, and refuse to do it. They don't work, they don't help, they're cruel, and they're actually hurting their health. They're breathing
Absolutely
in their
they
own
are.
Waste, got bacteria on their face. I'm just...
The rashes that are breaking out,
yeah.
Not to mention the lack of development that we have reported here in on the nightly news that I do. I don't know if you know, I do a nightly news, a straight news show from 7 to 7:30 Central every night. It's straight news, just like Peter Jennings used to do years ago, right?
I don't know if he ever did it very honestly.
Right.
I'm starting to look back at the media over the years going, wait a minute, they were always pushing an agenda.
That's right. But it's just a straight news show. And the other night I reported on a study that's been done of these kids in the last 2 years and what it's doing to them psychologically because they're not seeing the smile and the cues they need. It's not right.
And they just lowered the verbal development.
Yes.
Not stats, but expectations for certain age groups.
That's right.
Because of this sadistic theater. It is theater. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. Our children have been abused, and they've been waiting and looking to the adults, saying, will somebody please stand up for us?
Do you see the kids cheering in that classroom
yeah.
and the teacher announced, you don't have to wear masks as of tomorrow, and the kids just threw them off, were so excited.
It broke my heart.
They're ready to be free.
It was so
And the
sweet.
Virus is so small. Compared
the
to the pores in the mask, it's so, like one doctor said, it's like throwing up a chain link fence and think you're stopping mosquitoes.
It's been a joke since the beginning. A lot of us could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our children have been the victims of a lot of this. It's punishment that they don't deserve. And we need to all start standing up. I like to say, we've been waiting for Superman to fly in and save us. But God put us here at this time, and I do believe this is a consequential time in human history, in American
history. We are at a crossroads.
God put us here because we are the people to save this country. He didn't put weak people here. He put strong people here.
A government of the consent of the governed, right? And that's
absolutely.
So now the people better speak up. And one way, of course, is by supporting candidates that support the Constitution.
Right.
And state rights and the rule
absolutely.
Of law. And the purpose of government.
And just reminding people, because I think a lot of our elected officials forgot about the Constitution, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start remembering that is the document that this that will get us out of the mess.
That's the supreme law of the land.
Absolutely.
It's always great to interview you. CarrieLake.com. Make sure you spell Carrie, K-A-R-I. Now, again, I want to remind them, if they want to meet Carrie in person and they want to go to Mar-a-Lago, which in itself is amazing, just the building.
You have to be invited. You can't just show up.
That's
and so this is your chance to show up at Mar-a-Lago for a great fundraiser for our, to save Arizona, truly. That's April 7th. Just remember 47. Which we hope our next president is going to be President Trump, number 47, at Mar-a-Lago. Go to my website, find out more. Also, Mike Lindell is coming to Arizona. We are holding a historic first ever rodeo rally, and it's going to be really fantastic. Mike
are we
is going
like
to be there.
Bull riding and barrel
bull riding,
racing,
roping.
And all that? Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know the date of that yet?
It's April, I'm sorry, it's March 5th. Mike Lindell will be one of the speakers at my rally. So it's a Carrie Lake rally, but we're doing a rodeo rally. We're going to have country music. Put your boots on, put your cowboy hat on,
and
come on out.
Okay, so March 5th, can you write that down, Logan? So what we need to do is send Easton. Where's Easton? You might be going to Arizona March 5th, if not you, Michael Nini. We're going to send one of our camera guys to Carrie Lake's rodeo rally. Mike will be a speaker.
Yes, he will.
I mean, wow.
It's going to be fun.
See,
you
right
need
now,
to come out. Come on.
I love Arizona.
Come
I've
on
been
out
to Phoenix and Tucson.
And the weather's always perfect
times
in March. I don't want to jinx myself. It's usually perfect in March.
But I'll tell you, there's so much going on with Mike Lindell and these America First candidates that I often find out about things live on the air, like I just did right now. And I keep saying to the team, we've got to get all this stuff mapped out, because I've got to be able to send a camera guy to certain, and this is one of them we want to go
to. You want to come
if
out.
If you're there, it's for your cause. Mike Lindell's there, and you got a rodeo. That's three things I like.
And country
I like
music.
Mike Lindell, I like Carrie Lake, and I like rodeo, and I like country music. That's four things. And I like Arizona. That's five. So, yeah, we've got to get this stuff on a calendar, but write down March 5th, because I want to see if we can get one of our camera guys there and stream it live here. Is that a Saturday?
I think it's a Saturday. I think that Mike's going to be at our Mar-a-Lago event as well.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Come on out for
so
that.
We got a lot.
Well.
We'll be sending our
we
camera crew some
on
of this stuff. CarrieLake.com, as
thank
always,
you
is a
so
joy.
Much.
Now, I would
absolute
love to keep you
pleasure
and talk to you longer, because we have plenty we could do, but you've got a lot of people want to talk to you, meet you, get pictures, and you've got a ton of media to work today. This
yes,
is a
I
long
do
media
oh,
row.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing what Matt and Mercedes have done here, what they've created in CPAC. Obviously, it's been going on for years, but I'm glad they moved it to the free states now, out of that cesspool.
Yes, I didn't want to go to Maryland.
I know.
I did not. I saw originally they were going, I'm like, I don't want to go there. And then I saw Florida. I'm like, okay, we're going. We
we're
had a great time
it,
at CPAC July in Dallas. Great time here. And I've actually been coming to CPAC off and on since the early 90s. But when I would come to it in the early 90s, there would only be like maybe 500-600 people or so, maybe 1,000. Now, today, well, I think it's like over 10,000 here.
It's a movement. People are so ready to save this country. And we know we're in the majority, and we know that we're on the right side of history. And I'm just impressed, the people, the young people I'm meeting out here.
Yes, a lot
you
of young
notice
people.
Notice how many young people
yes,
are here.
Yes, absolutely.
The moms who say,
yep,
I've never been to
a lot of moms
events
groups.
Yes.
A lot of moms groups.
They have awoken a sleeping giant.
Yes, they have.
Mad. I usually say pissed off, but I won't. Moms and dads. We've been busy raising our kids,
right,
working, and then
right,
we look up and go, wow, these people we've elected have ruined our country,
right,
and they really don't have our best interests at heart. And so now the moms are
well, there's a big old semi out front that's a mom's group. And so these moms, I mean, when I was fighting some of these liberal education reform movements back in the early 90s, it was the moms that would send me the information in manila folders and say, look at this trash being taught to my kids, which is how I wrote my first book in 1993, was from the moms sending me manila folders full of information.
That's great.
Then when my book came out, it was the moms that were booking me to speak at all of these events around the country. The moms would bring me in. So you get the moms to get things organized and look out.
Yep. Well, they always say in nature, the most dangerous place to be is between a mama bear and her baby
That's
cub.
Right. That's
and
right.
When you start coming after our kids, we will rip you to shreds.
Absolutely.
We are not going to have it anymore. And you're not going to brainwash our kids, which means you brainwash our future.
That's right.
And we're just done. We are absolutely done. And we will be, you know, I can be charming, but I'm not going to sit there and let Arizona be walked all over by people who don't care about this country.
That's right.
And that's why I'm standing up to do something.
It's you, charming, but also bold and firm.
Right.
And Margaret Thatcher was like that. Margaret Thatcher was a lady. She was fully feminine, but you didn't mess around with Margaret Thatcher. And I think that's why Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher got along so well.
Love Ronald Reagan, yes. So. Check out my Rumble page. You can see how I handle the media. I get so many of the fake news media.
And your thing with the media went viral.
Yes. Well, there's a whole bunch of them that people haven't seen. Every time I have an encounter with the corporate news, the corrupt news, I have a photographer there, and we record the whole thing. And so usually they take that interview, they snip it up and clip it up, and they try to make you look bad.
And then you're able to show what you really
what
said.
What really happened, yeah. So they're propagandists, they're pushing an agenda, and they don't have America, the best interests of Americans at heart. And I'm not going to sit there and let them take it. I worked in the corporate news for 27 years. I understand how it's done, and I'm going to call them out every single time. Because they are really the enemy of the people.
It's absolutely.
They're withholding information that could help. They're withholding information that could have saved lives during COVID. They're withholding information on our election. And they're trying to trick the people. And people are waking up. Thank the good Lord.
And, you know, the thing about Lindell TV is you don't have to worry about that with us. Plus, we're live. And then we repost it up online. And it's there. You don't have to worry about us. We don't snip stuff. We just put it up. We're all about people speaking their mind.
I love it. I don't mind doing a live interview any day.
Exactly.
Because then at least you go, well, they put it out as it happened.
That's
so,
exactly. That's what we do.
So
thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for having me today.
CarrieLake.com. Make sure you spell it K-A-R-I, lake.com. She's going to Mar-a-Lago. It's your chance to go. Check it out. It's April 7th.
Just remember 47.
That's right. 47. Thank you, Carrie Lake.
Thank you so much.